Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 868. Why does coffee make you poop? By Ryan Ruman with Healthline.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Happy Wednesday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs, usually to help you optimize your health. Now, a couple of weeks ago for my Friday Q&A, I answered a question all about bowel habits. So why not continue with this trend and talk about why coffee might increase bowel movement frequency? But before we get to that, it is Wednesday, so we're due for a little inspiration. Quote, "Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy." Dale Carnegie. All right, and with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Why does coffee make you poop? By Ryan Ruman with Healthline.com. Many people love their morning cup of joe. Not only is this caffeine-fueled beverage a great pick-me-up, it's also loaded with beneficial antioxidants and nutrients. What's more, some people find it can jumpstart the other end of their body. In fact, one study found that 29% of participants needed to use the bathroom within 20 minutes of drinking a cup of coffee. This article helps explain why coffee can make you poop. Caffeine can activate your colon. Coffee is one of the best sources of caffeine on the planet. Caffeine is a natural stimulant that helps you stay alert. A single brewed cup provides approximately 95 milligrams of caffeine. While caffeine is a great energy booster, it may also stimulate the urge to poop. Several studies have shown that it can activate contractions in your colon and intestinal muscles. Contractions in the colon push contents towards the rectum, which is the final section of your digestive tract. Research has shown that caffeine makes the colon 60% more active when compared with water and 23% more active when compared with decaf coffee. However, studies have shown that decaf coffee can also stimulate the urge to poop. This indicates that other compounds or factors may be responsible. Summary. Coffee is a rich source of caffeine, which can make your colon and intestinal muscles more active. This helps your body push food quickly to the rectum. Decaf can also make you poop. It was initially believed that the caffeine in coffee makes you poop. However, studies show that decaf can also do the trick. This means there must be other factors at work. Chlorogenic acids and N-alkanoyl 5-hydroxytryptamides are both compounds of interest. Studies have found that they can stimulate the production of stomach acid. Stomach acid helps churn food and move it quickly through the gut. Several other factors may explain why your morning cup of Java can make you poop. For example, the act of drinking can make the colon more active. This is called the gastrocolic reflex. It's the same reflex that activates the colon after you eat a meal. While coffee isn't considered a meal, it may have a similar influence on your bowels. On the other hand, coffee-induced bowel movements may simply be a coincidence. This is because the bowels are twice as active when you first wake up compared to while you're asleep, so they're primed and ready to go. Your body's internal clock, known as the circadian rhythm, helps regulate many processes, including bowel movements. That said, it's still not clear how much of an impact these other factors have on stimulating your colon. More research in this area would help determine their significance. Summary. Other compounds in coffee, such as chlorogenic acids and N-alkanoyl 5-hydroxytryptamides, may stimulate bowel activity. Additional factors include the gastrocolic reflex and your body's internal clock. Coffee can stimulate hormones. Coffee has also been shown to stimulate hormones that help push food through the gut. For example, it can increase levels of the hormone gastrin. Like caffeine, gastrin makes the colon more active. One study found that drinking regular or decaf coffee raised gastrin levels by 2.3 and 1.7 times respectively compared to drinking water. What's more, coffee may raise levels of the digestive hormone cholecystokinin, or CCK. Not only can this hormone increase the movement of food through the colon, but it's also linked to the gastrocolic reflex, which makes the colon more active. Summary. Coffee has been shown to raise levels of gastrin and cholecystokinin, two hormones linked to increased colon activity. Milk or cream may promote bowel movements. Freshly brewed coffee is naturally free of additives and preservatives. However, over two-thirds of Americans stir in milk, cream, sweeteners, sugar, or other additives. In particular, milk and cream may promote bowel movements as they contain lactose. Close to 65% of people worldwide cannot digest lactose properly. People who are lactose intolerant experience symptoms such as bloating, stomach cramps, or diarrhea soon after consuming dairy. This means lactose can trigger the urge to poop in people with lactose intolerance. Summary. Coffee that contains milk or cream may trigger digestive issues in people with lactose intolerance. This may increase gut activity and stimulate the urge to poop. Does coffee make everybody poop? According to one leading study on this topic, 29% of participants experienced increased urge to poop within 20 minutes of drinking coffee. Surprisingly, 53% of all the women in the study were affected by this urge. Women may be more prone to this symptom, as digestive conditions like irritable bowel syndrome or IBS are more common in women than in men. While the post-coffee urge to go appears to be common, it doesn't affect everyone. In addition, it's not clear if this symptom fades away in regular drinkers. People with IBS and older adults may be more prone to it because their bowels are more sensitive to the effects of coffee. Those who are lactose intolerant may also be affected by this symptom if they add milk, cream, or other dairy products to their coffee. Summary. Not everyone needs to visit the bathroom after a cup of coffee, but it may be quite common. People with digestive conditions such as IBS and those who are lactose intolerant may be more prone to this experience. The bottom line. Coffee contains a variety of compounds that may stimulate your bowels. These include caffeine, chlorogenic acids, and N-alkanoyl 5-hydroxytryptamides. Adding milk or cream may further increase this effect, especially if you're lactose intolerant. However, it's unclear which of these has the greatest impact. If you struggle to go to the bathroom regularly, a cup of coffee may be the solution. You just listened to the post titled, "Why Does Coffee Make You Poop?" by Ryan Ruman with Healthline.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. While it's true that if you have irregular bowel movements, if you suffer from like chronic constipation, consuming caffeine may help with that. But of course, you want to make sure that you know how your body responds to caffeine. You don't want to make something a brand new habit when it may cause you to feel worse than you currently do. So everyone responds to caffeine a little bit differently. As the article mentioned, for some, it increases bowel movement frequency, but for others, it may keep them up at night or make them jittery. Luckily, when we look at the research, we're finding that for most people, when they consume caffeine in the form of coffee or tea especially, the risks or side effects are very, very minimal. And in fact, caffeine use in the form of coffee and teas especially seems to prevent many chronic diseases. So some of these diseases would be things like colon cancer, and that may be due in part to the increased bowel movement frequency, we're not sure. But regular caffeine use has also been associated with a lower risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease, which is kind of like later stages of dementia. Regular caffeine use may also reduce the risk for type 2 diabetes. But again, if caffeine doesn't make you feel your best and it makes you feel worse, then definitely avoid it. It's simply not worth it. Oh, and I want to be sure I'm clear about this. As often as we can, if we consume our coffee black without too many added sugars, too much cream, that would be ideal. Same goes for tea. Try not to add too much sugar or too much cream to that tea. That way we get the majority of the benefits without some of those unnecessary, potentially harmful other ingredients. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.